Welcome back to Austin Sanctuary. Bible reading, Bible verses, Christianity, the real world with Jesus. All right here in our sanctuary. Welcome back to Austin Sanctuary. I am here. Good morning. Actually, it's night. It's 8 o'clock. Great time to read. Okay. So, welcome back to season 2, episode number 10. We are only 2 more episodes away from a whole new season. Season number 3. I'm so excited. So, let's get reading. Where did we leave off? I think we left off at chapter 24. Pretty sure it was chapter 24. I'll have to check here on my Apple Watch. That's the only thing I got next to me right now. I will check on that real quick. Austin's Sanctuary. Season 2 episode. I can't see. I don't know what I did last. I don't know which chapter I read. I think I left off at chapter Sarah to be 127 years old. Yeah, I remember that part. Okay, then. So we left off at chapter 24 in Genesis, Isaac and Rebecca. Chapter 24 in Genesis. Abraham was now very old, and the Lord had blessed him in every way. He said to the senior servant in this household, the one in charge of all that he had, put your hand under my thigh. I want you to swear by thy God, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Chananites among whom I am living, but will go to my country and my own relatives to get a wife for my son Isaac. The servant asked him, what if the woman is unwilling to come back with me to this land? Should I then take your son back to the country you came from? Make sure that you do not take my son back there, Abraham said. The Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household in my native land, and who spoke to me and promised me an oath, saying, to your offspring I will give this land. He will send his angel before you, so that you can get a wife for my son from there. If the woman is unwilling to come back with you, then you will be released from this oath of mine. Only do not take my son back there. So the servant put his hand under the thigh of his master, Abraham, and swore an oath to him concerning this matter. Then the servant left, taking with him 10 of his master's camels, loaded with all kinds of good things from his master. He set out for Aram, Naharaim, and he made his way to the town of Nahor. He had the camels kneel down near the wall, well outside the town. It was toward evening, the time of the women go out to draw water. Then he prayed, Lord God of my master Abraham, make me successful today and show kindness to my master Abraham. See, I am standing beside this spring and the daughters of the towns. People are coming out to draw water. May it be that I say to a young woman, please let down your jar that I may have a drink. And she says, drink, and I'll water your camels too. Let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this, I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. Before he finished praying, Rebecca came out with her jar on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel's son of Milcah, who was the wife of Abraham's brother, Nahor. The woman was very beautiful, a virgin. No man had ever slept with her. She went down to the spring, filled her jar, and came up again. The servant hurried to meet her and said, please, give me a little water from your jar. Drink, my lord, she said, and quickly lowered the jar to her hands and gave him a drink. After she had given him a drink, she said, I'll draw water for your camels too, until they have had enough to drink. So she quickly emptied her jar onto the tuar, ran back to the well to draw more water, and drew enough for all his camels without saying a word. The man watched her closely to learn whether or not the Lord had made his journey successful. When the camels had finished drinking, the man took out a gold nose ring weighing a beka and two gold bracelets weighing 10 shekels. Then he asked, "Whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there a room in your father's house for us to spend the night?" She answered him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, born to Nahor." And then she added, "We have plenty of straw and fodder, as well as room for you to spend the night." Then the man bowed down and worshiped to the God, saying, "Praise be to the Lord, their God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned his kindness and faithfulness to my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on the journey to the house of my master's relatives." The young woman ran and told her mother's household about these things. Now Rebekah had a brother named Laban, and he hurried out to the man at the spring. As soon as he had seen the nose ring and the bracelets on his sister's arms, and heard Rebekah tell what the man said to her, he went out to the man and found him standing by the camels near the spring. "Come, you are who are blessed by the Lord," he said. "Why are you standing out here? I have prepared this house for and place for these camels." So the man went to the house, and the camels were unloaded. Straw and fodder were brought for the camels, and water for him and his men to wash their feet. Then food was set before him. But he said, "I will not eat until I have told you what I have to say." "Then tell us," Laban said. So he said, "I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has blessed my master abundantly, and he has become wealthy. He has given him sheep and cattle, silver and gold, male and female servants, and camels and donkeys. My master's wife, Sarah, was born him, a son in her old age, and he has given him everything he owns. And my master made me swear an oath and said, 'You must not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Kenites, in whose land I live, but go to my father's family and to my own clan and get a wife for my son.' Then I asked my master, 'What if the woman will not come back with me?' He replied, 'The Lord, before whom I have walked faithfully, will send his angel with you to make your journey a success, so that you can get a wife for my son from my own clan and from my father's family. You will be released from my oath if you, when go to her clan, they refuse to give her to you. Then you will be released from my oath. When I came to the spring today, I said, 'Lord God of my master Abraham, if you would please grant success to the journey on which I have come, see, I am standing beside this spring. If a young woman comes out to draw water, and I say to her, "Please let me have a little bit to drink from your jar," and if she says to me, "Drink, and I'll draw water for your camels too," I'll let her be the one that the Lord has chosen for my master's son." Before I finished praying in my heart, Rebekah came out with her jar on her shoulder. She went down to the spring and drew water, and I said to her, "Please give me a drink." She quickly lowered her jar from her shoulder and said, "Drink, and I'll water your camels too." So I drank, and she watered the camels also. I also asked her, "Whose daughter are you?" She said, "The daughter of Bethuel, son of Nahor, whom Milcah born to him." When I saw, then I put the ring in her nose and the bracelets on her arms, and I bowed down and worshiped to the Lord. I praised the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me on the right road to get the granddaughter of my master's brother for his son. Now, if you will show kindness and faithfulness to my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, so I am know which way to turn. Laban and Bethuel answered, "This is from the Lord. We can say nothing to you one way or the other. Here is Rebekah. Take her and go, and let her become the wife of your master's son, as the Lord has directed. When Abraham's servant heard what they said, he bowed down to the ground before the Lord. Then the servant brought out gold and silver jewelry and articles of clothing and gave them to Rebekah. He also gave costly gifts to her brother and her mother. Then he and the men who were with him ate and drank and spent the night there. When they got up the next morning, he said, "Send me on my way, my master." But her brother and her mother replied, "Let the young woman remain with us 10 days or so, then you may go." But he said, "Do not detain me. Now that the Lord has granted success to my journey, send me on my way so I may go to my master." Then they said, "Let's call the young woman and ask her about it." So they called Rebekah and asked her, "Will you go with this man?" "I will go," she said. So they sent their sister Rebecca along her way, along with the nurse and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebecca and said to her, "Our sister, may you increase to thousands upon thousands. May your offspring possess the cities of their enemies." Then Rebecca and her attendants got ready and mounted the camels, and I went back with the man. So the servant took Rebecca and left. Now Isaac had come from Beer Lahai Roi, for he was living in the Negev. He went out to the field one evening to meditate, and as he looked up, he saw camels approaching. Rebecca also looked up and saw Isaac. She got down from her camel and asked the servant, "Who is the man in the field coming to meet us?" "He is my master," the servant answered. So she took her veil and covered herself. Then the servant told Isaac, Then the servant told Isaac all he had done. Isaac brought her into the tent of his mother Sarah, and he married Rebekah. So she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Chapter 25 in Genesis, the death of Abraham. Abraham had taken another wife, whose name was Keturah. She bore him Zimron, Jashan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Suha. Jashan was the father of Sheba and Dedan. The descendants of Dedan were Ashritz, Lishwitz, and the Limodes. The son of Medan were Elaph, Epher, Hanak, Abida, Edera. All these were descendants of Keturah. Abraham left everything he owned to Isaac, but while he was still living, he gave gifts to the sons of his concubines and sent them away from his son Isaac to the land of the east. Abraham lived 175 years old. Then Abraham breathed his last and died at a good old age, an old man and full of years, and he was gathered to his people. His son Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah, near Mamre, in the field of Ephron, son of Zohar the Hittite. The field Abraham had brought from the Hittites, there Abraham was buried with his wife Sarah. After Abraham's death, God blessed his son Isaac, who then lived near Beer Lahai Roi. Next up is Ishmael's sons. We'll be right back. This is the account of the family line of Abraham's son Ishmael, whom Sarah's slave, Hagar the Egyptian, bore to Abraham. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael listed in the order of their birth. Nebaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael, Kedar, Abel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Tima, Jutar, Nabish, and Kimeda. These were the sons of Ishmael. And these are the names of the 12 tribal rulers according to their settlements and camps. Ishmael lived 137 years. He breathed his last and died. And he was gathered to his people, his descendants, settled in the area from Havilah to Shur, near the eastern border of Egypt. As you go toward Asher, and they lived in hostility toward all the tribes related to them. Jacob and Esau. This is the account of the family line of Abraham's son Isaac. Abraham became the father of Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah, daughter of Bethuel, the Aram from Padan Aram, and sister of Laban, the Aramean. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife because she was childless. The Lord answered his prayer, and his wife Rebekah became pregnant. The babies jostled each other within her, and she said, "Why is this happening to me?" So went to inquire the Lord. The Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the other will serve the younger." When the time came for her to give birth, there were twin boys in her womb. The first to come out was red, and his body was like a hairy garment. So they named him Isu. After this, his brother came out, with his hand grasping Isu's heel. So he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when Rebekah gave birth to them. The boys grew up, and Isu became a skillful hunter, a man of the open country, while Jacob was content to stay at home among the tents. Isaac, who had a taste for wild game, loved Isu, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Once, when Jacob was cooking some stew, Isu came in from the open country, famished. He said to Jacob, "Quick, let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished." That is why he was called Edom. Jacob replied, "First, sell me your birthright." "Look, I'm about to die," Esau said. "What good is the bright right to me?" But Jacob said, "Swear to me first." So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and gave some lentil stew. He ate and drank, and then he got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright. Well, guys, I know we only read 2 chapters in today's reading. But actually, we read 2 chapters, chapter 24 and 25. But that one chapter was part of one page, a whole 2 pages long, plus another little bit on another page. So it was a long chapter. Chapter 24 was long. We read chapter 25, the death of Abraham, and we are now at chapter 26, Isaac and Abimelech. So we are going to start on chapter 26 in Genesis. I want to quickly know this for my own question. How long does Genesis go on for? Genesis goes on for a long time. Okay, so we literally read up until chapter 50, and then we start Exodus. So we have about 25 chapters more to read before we can get to Exodus. But we have came so far in this Bible reading, and we are not going to stop. Thank you guys so much for listening today. Remember, God loves you. He's always in your heart. You love him and he loves you. Thank you for listening to Austin Sanctuary, and I'll catch you in my next one. Roll the outro. Amen.